It's Wednesday, April 20th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last month, China's measures for the administration of Internet religious information services came into effect. Officials are using the new law to ban Christian content online. Early Rain Covenant Church uses a WeChat group to recommend books to each other. Recent postings on the group include The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis and Exposition of the Christian Faith by St. Ambrose. However, officials censored the group for using the word Christ in violation of the new law. Paul Robinson, the Release International CEO, said, quote, "The Chinese authorities appear to regard social media as a threat to the state. This is the latest measure to control freedom of expression and limit religious freedom," end quote. China is the 17th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. Russia's guided missile cruiser Moskva sank in the Black Sea last week. Russia blamed the loss on a fire. However, U.S. officials believe Ukrainian missiles took down the Black Sea Fleet warship. The Moskva was leading Russia's naval assault on Ukraine. On Monday, at least 7 people died in Lviv, Ukraine, during Russian shelling. Lviv is just 40 miles from Poland and had been considered a safe haven for refugees until now. Nearly 5 million refugees have fled Ukraine since Russia invaded in February. More than half of the refugees are now in Poland, where local churches are stepping in to help. In partnership with Operation Blessing, Pastor Kuzma Deer of the Nazareth Church has helped hundreds of refugees. Mark Ditchkins with Operation Blessing told CBN News that the church has become a refugee center.
Several occasions we made a phone call to this pastor, and he showed up not even like 40 minutes later with his van and with his team to bring people to the church where they could spend the night. And he's very, very helpful and accommodating, and the church has turned into a refugee center, as you've seen.
Christian U.S. military members are starting to face court-martials for their religious objections to COVID-19 shots. Air Force Master Sergeant Vincent White had his religious exemption for the COVID shot denied. He opted for the process of court-martial instead of the Air Force's non-judicial form of punishment. Meanwhile, Army First Lieutenant Mark Bashaw also faces court-martial for not complying with COVID-19 requirements. And listen to this. The lieutenant even received a packing list for Leavenworth Prison from his commander last week on Good Friday. Bashaw shared the packing list and commented on his Christian faith.
April 15th, 2022. Update. Lieutenant Bashaw. Good Friday. Happy Good Friday. Jesus Christ bore the stripes. He shed the blood. Died for our sins. Amen. I'm here at the PX on base. And I have my packing list that the commander sent me yesterday to Leavenworth. Here it is, right here. I'm out here picking up some items, and I guess at Leavenworth I need 7 pairs of underwear. Just knocking the list out.
The United States Disciplinary Barracks, also known as Leavenworth, is a military correctional facility located on Fort Leavenworth, a United States Army post in Kansas. Kentucky's only 2 abortion mills stopped operating last week. The state legislature overrode Democrat Governor Andy Beshear's veto of a new anti-abortion law, causing it to go into effect immediately. The new law bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy and placed numerous restrictions on abortion mills. The 2 killing centers in Kentucky suspended operations since they were unable to meet all the requirements immediately. As we reported yesterday, a federal judge in Florida, appointed by President Donald Trump, struck down the Biden administration's mask mandate for travelers on airplanes and other forms of public transportation. In response, the Biden administration said the TSA would not be enforcing the mandate. Amtrak has now joined numerous airlines to no longer require masks. And finally, Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill into law last week to provide $70 million to support fatherhood. The initiative raises awareness for the importance of fathers and supports nonprofits that help fathers stay engaged with their children. During a press conference, DeSantis, flanked by his two young daughters in pink dresses, said there is a crisis of fatherhood. He declared that Florida would be encouraging the nuclear family.
Now, there's some who say that this is not that important. There was actually a column in the New York Times. It was titled, "The Nuclear Family Was a Mistake." And you have other people that kind of poo-poo the idea of fatherhood. I just want to be sure, in Florida, we are not going to be following this propaganda. We're going to put programs in place that support fathers, help families stay connected and engage with each other.
Malachi 4 verse 6 says, "And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Wednesday, April 20th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.